Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Transcending Darkness. I think I'm going to stick with this theme just for a little bit, because in a world full of dark, there needs to be some kind of light to go to look up to. And in my life path, it's been about a lot of situations, dark situations, that sort of been forced upon me. And I keep noticing in my life that there still is always these dark situations and scenarios that kind of surround me. It's not that my life is about darkness, but it is about finding the light within the dark. And sometimes it's really hard to do. Sometimes it is easier for some and a lot harder for others. And it also depends on each situation, scenario, and how each person is built. So I'd like to just generally talk about certain things that have happened throughout the week, certain trends that I've noticed, and hopefully you have as well, so that we can touch upon them and try to gain some knowledge from anything that has happened. I just recently watched a talk on TED.com, and I've stated this numerous times, if you're not familiar with the site, please take some time to check it out if you have some time to kill. Excellent place to listen to very, very intelligent people. And the Minds of Tomorrow, they're shaping our new technology. I believe it's TED stands for technology. I think it's either engineering or education and design. So it's definitely something worth spending hours and hours of your time on, which I definitely have. So what I wanted to talk to you about today, I did mention briefly the shifts last week that are happening, especially with Neptune moving into Pisces. And this is a big one. We're all still feeling the effects from it. And I think it's quite ironic, all of the things that have happened since then. A lot of things have been breaking down. Now, if we're going to talk about the shift, Neptune moving into Pisces, what I want you to imagine is lots of water energy. Imagine lots and lots of water. And what does water do? What does water do when it comes to land? It pushes away, or it submerges completely. I'd like you to think of a tsunami. When I see certain things like this, a tsunami we all just saw just a month ago, the devastating effects, and we saw it a few years back as well. Now, tsunamis are a force to be reckoned with. We weren't too The collective consciousness, at least, is not really aware of the power of tsunamis and what they can do and if they would ever affect us. And I think definitely my generation has seen these things happen in the past few years, and it seems to be escalating each and every time that it happens. So, you know, my guess is that if it were to happen again, then it's going to be even bigger than the one before. So I, of course, would advise to be just aware of the fact. And if you're in a place, please be safe. If you're close to the water, just be safe and, you know where you are, know your surroundings. But let's talk about not only the destructure that tsunamis and the powerful force that it has, but also the shift in Neptune and how it reminds me of a tsunami, because it's just breaking land here. We're just finally getting into this new shift, and it is destructuring many things. I've noticed the ones that I highlight are government structures, relationships, and jobs and careers. something seems to be really taking a hit with this new shift. There was just last week a scare within the government that we would not have enough money. I'm going to be honest, I'm not entirely sure why the government was going to shut down, but it had to do with money and the Republicans and Democrats not agreeing on some issue. And because of that, it risked people that received government income. They ran the risk of not receiving their income. My brother is part of the service, so it was a scare for him as well. So, in a sense, my family was directly impacted by this. But, like I had said in the previous show, nothing happens. Agreed to disagree, I guess, and everything is still running smoothly. I believe it was just to get people to get scared, get them on edge, and I think it worked. Definitely worked. I had a call about these concerns, and people were being scared about what's going to happen. They're not sure how their lives are going to go, or how they're going to survive. So I guess with that being said, that we should all start to find ways where we can become independent, where we can, in the face of scary situations like that, where we can find ways to survive. And I believe that we should be finding these ways now, before anything gets worse. You know, they always say it gets worse before it gets better. And I do feel like we're going to be even more heavily impacted by these types of situations. Also, a lot of jobs and structured companies are going under. Again, I was directly impacted by this. My own mother's company that she works for is facing this dilemma. And many other companies as well, people are being laid off and jobs are being lost and companies are shutting down because change is approaching us. And, you know, we've had to deal with this numerous times before. A lot of things change, but not in such a huge manner. And a lot of people are being forced to find new jobs, being forced to relocate, to move to different places. And I would highly recommend just going with what feels right, going with the flow. And flow is going to be another big word here in these next few years. It's going to be all about the flow of imagination, flow of water, flow of your feelings and life. It's going to be a main highlight, if you will. Also, another thing that's happening is relationships. Relationships are on very rocky waters, and if you aren't in your true relationship, or in a true relationship, what I mean by true is being with another person in an equal manner. Being with somebody where it's not just all give or it's not all take. It's a perfect balance of the two. And it's a perfect union between two people. And if you've ever had the slightest inclination that your relationship or how you're acting in the relationship is fake in any form, I believe that it's going to be directly impacted, again, by these big shifts. And you'll find yourself on very rocky waters, if not leaving the relationship altogether. This is a time where we will be tested. It's a time where we are forced to go back into ourselves, to remember who we truly are, Neptune is a planet of imagination, wonder. Think of movies. Think of our deepest imaginations, our daydreams, our dreams, period. Think of songs, lyrics, poetry. All things Neptune. Neptune is a wonderful, wonderful planet. But it also does have its dark side. All things have a dark side. And it's up to you if you are going to be able to take these, so to speak. With Neptune in Pisces, it is, again, a lot will have to do with water, but also just imagination. And during the shifts, it's going to force you to be able to reflect back onto compassion as much as possible. I believe I spoke about this the last show, and I would love to highlight this again because I find it to be very true. Compassion, compassion, compassion. And what I found is that it really does connect people in the most beautiful and truthful ways. And that is something to remember, even when these dark times do come, and when we are surrounded by insufficient structures, when we're surrounded by terrible relationships, when we're surrounded by poverty. I don't know if this is the word, but povertist feelings. When we feel ourselves in poverty, when we feel not good enough. So remember compassion. In those feelings, when you feel terrible, if you notice somebody going out of their way to make your day just a little better. You dropped a $5 bill. Or somebody holding the elevator door. Maybe it's somebody at the traffic light letting you through and it turns yellow. Just these little moments. Really, when you're in that darkness, it really helps you to understand that there are great people out here. And those little compassionate moments keep us together and keep us going. I know when I was in the darkest of my times, that even just being here on Blog Talk Radio, chatting, talking with people, and occasionally getting a reading, it was insurmountable. It was amazing. I couldn't believe these people were so beautiful, nice, and compassionate, and just amazing, and heartfelt, and everything that they did. I was definitely taken back to reflect on who I was, what I was doing, and how I was treating people. And not just here on the internet, but in my own life. And how I interact with people on a personal basis. It really makes you want to give that same love and respect and courage and strength to all that you encounter. It's a wonderful thing. Now on to the better parts of this shift. A lot of new things can also be brought into your life. For example, at the moment, I am in the process of opening up my mediumship abilities. And I know they've always been there. It's just a matter of me connecting with them and being able to put them into my life in a way that I can understand this communication. I've always used cards. Not tarot cards. They're just different kinds of cards. I like them because they remind me of dream symbols. But I've always used cards to connect with them. And, you know, when you use cards, it's sort of limited to the information that you can receive. So I have been working on building my mediumship ability. And with this shift in Neptune and Pisces, it's about imagination. And Pisces is definitely a very, very psychic energy. And with imagination and psychic coming together, this is the perfect time for me to start building on this. And I've actually found a lot of good success here. Found a lot of new things entering into my life, the new ways of receiving information, and how I understand it. It's been actually a beautiful, beautiful process. Yes, it does take time, but I'm finding that the more and more that I practice, the more and more I keep up with it, the faster and faster that it goes. And it's all a matter of my dedication, and of course my decisions, and how I decide to let it enter my own life. Sorry if you can hear the sirens in the background. Yes, I am outside. I do my shows out in the garage. So sometimes it tends to happen. When you live in the middle of the city, you can literally see a stadium in my backyard. It's interesting. So I also want to let people know to open themselves up in more artistic ways. I myself have done the same thing. I've been drawing the past few days. Actually, it was only today. It's not like a few days, though. I'm in the process of moving, and I ran across an old sketch pad that I had. Actually, I was kind of looking for it. But while I was looking through my stuff and getting rid of some stuff and spring cleaning, I came across it, and I was excited. I started to draw today. And I've been actually doing pretty well. I'm pretty proud of myself. I never figured myself to be an artist, but it's just, I couldn't believe that. Again, you know, practice makes perfect, and I have been doing pretty well. So it's just a new thing that I'm really excited to keep going with. And maybe do some psychic artistry as well, and to channel pictures from other places and just be able to draw, just let myself go and let myself flow with whatever images that are coming to me here. If they're from somebody, or in light of somebody else, or about something that's going to happen, or a place that I may come across, you know, I'm excited to see what is going to come through the pencil. And I like to think of it as that I'm merely just the pencil, whatever that you're using, is merely just a tool. And that it just comes through. You know, a lot of artists will say visualize, you know, on your blank sheet of paper, or canvas, what you're going to see. I've been able to really open up my imagination with this technique. So when you just look at something blank, all of a sudden, you open up your imagination and your mind. Things can really flow through in a pretty rapid pace. It's all on how much you're open and receptive. And that's another key that I found out to being psychic and being a medium is receptivity. Now, you have to be open yourself you're going to give somebody else that is open to receive advice, good advice. And being able to do that does as well take practice. Well, I've hit on some really good things in the past week, connecting with loved ones that have passed on. That really astounded me, and I've been very excited to make these connections. And as long as it's in light of helping others in the best way possible, I think you're always going to be right. You're always going to be doing the right thing. Okay, as away, it forces us to go back to who we truly are, our true selves. And I was watching a talk on TED, and this man was talking about, you know, our story, the big story, our huge history of how life started. And this is from a scientific perspective, and as far as we know at this moment, you know, there was the Big Bang, and then we evolved. Bacteria came plants, and from plants came animals, and reptiles, and birds, and then came mammals, and then humans. And it's amazing just to watch all, you know, what has been here and how the Earth has been shaping it. You know, I can't help but think about stars and how when stars explode, when they go into, I believe it's a supernova, whatever happens when they explode, they release chemicals and gases, elements into space. And that's how the Earth was formed, and that's how life was formed as well. Stars exploding and gases being emitted and collecting together in certain ways. And in our case, certain ways that harbor life. And that really forces me to think about our true essence and how we are from the stars. And how, if that never happened, you know, if certain gases and stars never collided, you know, we wouldn't even be here. And I guess it really helps me to understand what it means when people say that we are star-born. We are from the stars. And that when you look up and stargaze, how just feel at home sometimes. You're almost going out of your body, drifting into those stars, or the light of the stars. Letting your consciousness just rest there for moments. And it helps me to feel very big in an expansious way. It helps me to understand why we are all really connected, how we've always been connected, how we've been connected to all of life. It's such an intricate yet simple understanding that I wish that more and more people would come to know this. I wish more and more people could come to a sense of enlightenment, to feel that they are connected. And of course, that they're never alone. You know, when you say that you're alone, well, you're not even alone in feeling that you are alone because other people feel alone. So in that sense, you're not alone. I know that was a crazy mix-up, but I hope you follow. And it's very true. That's one thing that definitely has gotten me by. I definitely felt in my moments of loneliness and darkness is that, you know, I'm not alone in feeling alone. And that doesn't make me feel so alone. But I also wonder, you know, I believe there are truly great people. And there are amazing people that I've come across. But you can't help to wonder, after people have been so mean and so selfish and ruthless and just so terrible to other people, you know, you can't help to wonder if they are from the same place as you are. You know, how could we possibly be from the same place if, you know, they are sitting there and murdering, killing, or hurting, abusing, tormenting other people, and you are just trying to give out nothing but love to others. You know, how can you possibly be from the same place? And then it forces me to think if all of us are from the same place. And if we're not, if there are light beings from farther away stars, if there are people that aren't good, how can they possibly be from the same place? So I want to know, because I certainly cannot understand those people. You know, I can't understand why you would ever want to kill somebody. I can't understand. Yeah, there may be bad things that happen, but, you know, bad things happen to all of us. And, yes, to certain degrees. I mean, it really confuses me. It really makes me think if they're even human. You know, it causes me to wonder if there is such a thing as a fake human. And I don't know. I don't know. I can't, I wouldn't want to tell anybody if they aren't even human. You know, there is this thing as being humane. I think that's very important. But maybe it is, you know, the purpose of humans to be both good and bad. You know, if we do have light and dark in this world, maybe people are supposed to be bad. Maybe that's just the way that people are born into this world. The main thing that I found is that when people are bad, it's because of how they grew up in their life. And I guess I would only think that's bad is because I would never have thought about doing anything like that growing up. Maybe others were forced. You know, they had to kill somebody to be able to survive. And another thing that I ponder about, you know, survival, I think as a race, we should be figuring out the best ways to survive if we want to keep going. We can't kill ourselves off. We've got to be able to move forward in the best way possible. And so far, the best way to survive, to be okay, is to love unconditionally, no matter what. Being in a loving state, it will get you to exactly where you need to be. Always. We were created. Oh, I do take that back. Most of us were created out of love. A lot of us were created from force. And just, it causes me to think a lot. I hope that you are thinking. If you have some insight to shed on that, I definitely would welcome your emails, messages, etc. So, let's all get past this darkness. Let's all bring ourselves to finding some sort of light in our lives. Because we all know life is too short to be stuck in a rut, to be stuck in darkness. It's time for us to live it and fulfill it instead of wishing for something better. I will be doing a previous and another show coming up in a half hour, giving readings. So if you are interested, I can meet you over there in a half hour for free readings. Be sure to click the heart to follow the Dream Teaser. Thank you all very much for tuning in. Take care and many blessings.